This is Raphael, and I'm here with Peter, who's a member of P4, the year-long program, Presence, Passion, Purpose, and Power. Peter, welcome.
Hello, Raphael.
So, Peter, you are one of four men in the current P4 program. And so I think both men and women might be particularly interested in your perspective, given that these kinds of programs tend to be more populated by women, and it's special men who come on board and who are willing to do the exploration and the communication that's involved. So why don't you start out by just telling us for just a few minutes, whatever it would take, what it was that led you to think, first of all, the program might be for you, and then what made the decision ultimately for you to join?
Righto. Yeah, so I learned about the P4 program, of course, at one of your workshops, workshop in January, and the P4 program started in early February, so I learned about it right beforehand. And in many ways, my decision, my understanding of what the P4 program would be like was shaped by the experience at your workshop at Brighton Bush, which was a really fabulous experience for me. It was fabulous in a number of ways. I think it was kind of for me, sort of the next step of this path of growth that I've been taking, or really immersing myself into a group of people who came together for a weekend and dive into some pretty deep emotional issues that was very healing for me. Mm-hmm. And, during that workshop, you introduced the P4 program gently to us and just suggested it might be for some people. And I realized that the work that I'd done in the workshop over the weekend was really powerful, and I didn't want it to stop. I really wanted it to continue. And, well, I knew that the P4 program was not designed in exactly the same way as the workshop I went to. I knew that, number one, you'd be running it, and so therefore I had a lot of confidence in the topics and the guidance and the support and all that. And then I also knew that the program being longer term would give an opportunity to explore some issues in more detail, let things sink in over time, and bring in more experiences during my year in the program, bring those experiences into what I worked on then. And then finally, I had another. I was going
well. Talked about it. We talked about the program, you and I, beforehand, and we wanted to see together if it was a good fit. And also, I think I wanted to share with you the ways that it was different from a weekend workshop. And you've already mentioned the over time piece, but also, the program specializes in creating a kind of 360 review of one's approach to life with an eye towards ferreting out the resistance that we may have, in any aspect of life. And I know that you had already embarked on a journey, even before our workshop, in which you really wanted to bring an emotional depth and healing to your life that had been missing. You'd been very accomplished in many other aspects of life and now felt it was time to add this piece as well. And so I think that we both felt that, that would be a good fit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so how did that turn out? I mean, you're almost done with the year's program. The exploration has taken many twists and turns, not just within the program, but your life has taken many twists and turns as well. But when looking back now on most of the year, do you think it was I suppose I wouldn't be asking you this if I didn't know the answer. Do you think it was a good decision?
Absolutely. I have zero regrets. It's been really wonderful. It's been it's been a really fundamental piece of the work I've been doing in the last year. Of course, I'm doing other things in parallel, but it integrates so well with everything that I'm doing with my life and looking at my myself emotionally and looking at a lot of other aspects of my life. And I, you know, I think to the various topics that we've explored in each of the months, and they each one, even if it originally seemed like maybe it isn't going to be all that relevant to me, has surprised me a lot. And so, you know, just taking, for example, the month on approval, I thought that, well, approval isn't all that important in my life. And I remember going and speaking with you and talking to you about all the wonderful growth that I was having and all the great things I was doing. And at the end I said, well, you know, I don't really see the need for approval in my life. And then as I was driving away, I realized how much I was seeking your approval for the changes.
For not needing approval.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think in each month, even if I came to a point where I thought that the topic was less important for me than I thought, I got surprised as I dug into it deeper.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned a couple of things I wanted to highlight. One of them is that I really try to make myself available as necessary to everyone in the program. And for those who live in the Portland area, sometimes we get together in person. And for those who live elsewhere during the course of the year, if they need me, I'm available by email and by phone. And, you know, we had an opportunity to spend that time together, not just, you know, working on what was going on with you in the moment, which we did, and not just, you know, looking at how the program might apply to you in ways that weren't, you know, necessarily clear at the beginning, which we did, but especially finding ways to make it, to make the program fit, you know, where you were in the moment elsewhere.
Hmm.
And, you know, with a program where there's only 12 people, there's an opportunity for that kind of close connection. And, you know, I remember there were times during the year when we would speak and I would think, you know, I think that this might be a good time to invite Peter to explore a particular perspective, for instance, that's not necessarily a focus in the program, that just seemed like an aspect of spirituality that might be compelling to you, which then led you, you know, down many paths that I know have become a part of your ongoing life. So that's something that we don't really advertise about the program, which is, you know, we get to kind of co-create together a unique experience for you or for each member, let's say, in addition to the collective program.
Absolutely, and that's been a really important piece for me this year.
Mm-hmm. And so how have you found it to be working side by side with, you know, the other people in the program and to have, you know, different partners each month to work on the themes, sometimes just one and sometimes a team?
It's been a lot of fun. I remember the very first month before I got my partner assignment, I was thinking, oh, God, I hope it's not this one person because I didn't connect with her very well. And of course, it was her. And so I figured that you had figured that out and were just throwing us right into things. And, of course, it ended up being a really she was a wonderful partner to work with. And I think that the fact that we hadn't connected at the retreat very well, and so this kind of forced us into working together, you know, freshly, was another little growing opportunity for me. Mm-hmm. And each month it's different because you connect differently with different people, and in with some people it's just completely easy to talk with them because you've already I've spent plenty of time with them and have connected well. And other people, it's a fresh opportunity to get to know them. It's maybe you didn't get to know them as well at the first retreat, for example. And I've also enjoyed the trio. I guess I was only involved in one trio so far, and that was a lot of fun too. So I think that the perspectives that each of the people that I've worked with, you know, it's different, and it's been really meaningful to get those different perspectives because, of course, you get not just their perspective on the topic of the month, but also, you know, it sort of integrates into the whole year, and you get to know these different people who are exploring their own paths and finding out their own truths, and they also illuminate everything you're doing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what would you say about this particular approach to one's personal, you know, growth, healing, transformation, spiritual opening, as opposed to all the other approaches that are out there, you know, from weekend workshops to therapy to coaching? I know you've already mentioned that you have put together a really full-bore kind of program of many different, let's call them, you know, modalities for exploration. But what would you say about this one and how it fits in and why someone might be a good fit for this, or why someone might get more out of this than perhaps other approaches?
You know, I think one of the things that's really good about it is kind of a surprising thing. I mean, I think with therapy and coaching, for example, the interactions you have are very tailored to you, you know, just what's important in your life and where we go from here and how can I support you and all that. And the fact is that the P4 program, you know, starts off with the plan of, okay, this is the overall approach we're going to take. Here are the 12 topics for the 12 months, and we're going to go through these one by one. And that actually ends up being really, really useful, because one of the things that I have noticed is that in therapy, for example, the topics we approach may be guided by what's relevant to me at the moment, I may just have missed very important things. I may not be thinking about important areas of my life that just may not come up at all in therapy or in some other way of looking at my life. And so I really like the different topics of the month, because each of them is highly relevant to my life. And, you know, as I said before, it might take a little while for the relevance to become crystal clear, but each of the months brings, something. It gets me to look at something that I might not have looked at otherwise, and I really appreciate that. And then the other thing about the P4 program that's different, of course, is that, you know, it's with a small number of people that you get to know quite well. And so with a workshop, you know, you can get to know a subset of the people at the workshop reasonably well over a weekend or a long weekend, but then the workshop is over and you go off to your regular life. And here we're seeing the same people or talking with the same people month after month. With the two retreats, you get an opportunity to really get to know people and they become your family. And that really provides a remarkable dimension to the program that, you know, is something that's just, you don't see that in the other areas of personal exploration that I'm doing. So I think those two things, the sort of the structure of the program with the topics that really are relevant for everybody, and the small group of people who travel with you over the year, I think those are the things that really make it stand out in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Great. What about, is there anything in particular that you would say to either men who might be considering the program or women who might be thinking of men to suggest the program to, that would, you know, help them either understand it better, or help them see if it's a good fit for them, or perhaps even, you know, allay some concerns they might have being, you know, surrounded by a lot of women in this context, and also perhaps not necessarily feeling so much like the touchy-feely type, for instance?
Yeah. I have an interesting perspective on this, because I would say that a couple of years ago, or a year and a half ago, I would be somebody who would have run away from a program like this, if I'd seen it from 10 miles away, because of all the touchy-feely, sort of emotional issues and all that. And I've had a big sort of transformation in my life that's made me look at things differently. And it makes me see how non-threatening a program like this is to to me as a man. I'm trying to think here what the...
Well, let's just, while you're thinking, let me just pop in and say, you know, you are an accomplished athlete, and so accomplished even that, you know, during our second retreat, you had to break away to indulge yourself in your sport of choice. I'm certainly, you know, an avid basketball player and, you know, dance DJ, and we have a mountain climber in the group. So if anybody had... a sense that they had to be a certain kind of man or that certain qualities that, you know, wouldn't be welcome in a group like this, that's certainly not the case.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, that. You know, there's the men in the group have been a diverse set of people, and, you know, I would not have picked out necessarily the four of us as being, you know, just given stereotypes of what you might think of people who would go to a personal growth program of some sort. You wouldn't have picked out the four of us, I don't think. And I think that we've all felt extremely comfortable in the program. I don't think there's been any problems with that. I don't think as well that, you know, I think that the women in the program are very welcoming. I think they appreciate our perspective, and there's definitely not a sense of segregation of the sexes within the program either. I think there's a lot of integration of everybody together.
Yeah. And, you know, just listening to you, I'm reminded of the fact that one thing that makes this program very different too is that it brings people who are looking to, you know, dive deep into their personal and spiritual journey, but who also are really accomplished in a lot of different fields in the rest of their life. You know, we in our program, we have a scientist, we have a relatively high-powered financial planner and money manager, we have medical professionals, more than one. And so these are people who have, you know, they have a lot going for them, and they have lives that are rich and well-lived. And so this isn't so much a program for people who, you know, let's say people are at different places on their emotional, psychological, and spiritual journey, but most of them have full lives. In other words, there are some kind of programs out there that might attract people who are in a deep healing mode or, you know, recognizing that they're kind of, you know, experiencing a time of brokenness, let's say, or lostness. And this program isn't quite like that, because you not only are the kinds of people involved that I mentioned, but also I get to know everyone a little bit before I decide whether they're a good fit for the program. And part of that good fit means that they're going to show up for each other, you know, because we talked a lot about that at the first retreat, that by making the commitment to join the group, it's not just a commitment on your own. It's a commitment to these other people. And if you don't show up for your partner calls during the month, or if you don't show up for most of the monthly calls, then the group doesn't get to function that well. And so I think that the program self-selects for people who are, you know, pretty actualized in many aspects of their life. And I think that allows for a certain sense of confidence in one another and safety in one another to go into those more vulnerable places.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, and I would say that, you know, each of the people in the program, you know, has brought this commitment to the program to each other. I mean, by the second retreat, it was very obvious that we were a family, that we had connected with each other so well over the preceding 9 months, you know, and it was not just a connection of supporting each other through tough times, but instead it was something much more interesting and profound, which was, you know, supporting each other through growth in different areas for each person.
And also, you know, celebrating times of breakthrough and success and just getting, you know, finally to experience some of the benefits of living a life of deeper presence and expansion. I know there are a number of people who have found really meaningful relationships during the course of the year just because of what they had been recalibrating in themselves that would change the, let's say, the magnet of attraction,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was functioning for them. Some people who never believed it would happen, other people who hoped it would happen. But that's certainly one thing. I want to say this too. The people in the program, this will be the fifth year coming up, and in the first 4 years there have already been reunions that have been scheduled, and not by me. The people in the program, they sometimes choose to have retreats with everybody from the year or everyone who could make it or people in their geographical area. Also, I think that, I don't think I've mentioned in this call or others that there are even spiritual educational programs that people have created coming out of this work. In other words, they've paid it forward and begun to be leaders on their own in
mm-hmm.
in related areas, which I just, you know, I'm really excited about and support in any way that I can. So, and on the other hand, what I would say is that there hasn't been in the 4 years that we've done the program any within-group romance.
Mm-hmm.
Because the program, I mean, it could happen. It's not that it would be against the rules eventually, you know, at the end of the program. But I think people really are not, they don't have an ulterior motive, you know.
Right.
They just want to open up to the possibilities of the best possible life and the best possible realization they have, you know, on both an earthly and a spiritual level. And so they take the work really seriously.
Yeah.
You know, so if people do end up, you know, finding lasting love, it's outside of the program and in part because of the program, but it's not that kind of program.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And we have had early on in the program a couple, they weren't married, but they were intimate partners. And since then, we haven't had that, and probably we won't have that, because I think that each person needs the space from the rest of their lives to really do the work and to show up for the other folks and not have, you know, those kind of entanglements that exist when you get into programs with people who you already know.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too. I think you came to the first retreat that you mentioned solo. Is that true?
That's right.
Yeah, and like everybody except that one couple that I mentioned have come to the program solo. And I think that that's a really important part of it. You know, we don't have, you know, groups of friends joining up usually because of those additional dynamics and challenges that can come with that. And, you know, I think that's another reason I think that everybody just feels like, you know, I'm here for myself, I'm here for this group. It's really straightforward in that way. And the friendships develop over time, but they develop because everybody is really earnestly doing the work.
Exactly. Yeah, I very much felt that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you feel might be important or interesting to share with somebody who would be a prospective member of the program?
Nothing is coming to mind.
Okay. Well, that means we just had a really good, to the point, exhaustive conversation.
I guess so.
Well, I want to say that, you know, it's one of the things that's a delight for me is that so many different kinds of people feel like the program is a good fit. Many groups have a kind of homogeneity to them. You know, it's almost like, you know, you could say, oh, you're one of those people because you went through that kind of program. And I'm thinking of, you know, the retired grandmother from last year's program who's still trying to figure out, as she says, what she wants to do when she grows up, you know. And then people who are done doing what they had decided to do growing up and, you know, want to do something completely different. And, you know, we have not only, as I mentioned, you know, professionals of great standing in, you know, in the sciences and the medical field, but we have a budding puppet master in our current program, somebody who, you know, really takes on the life of the artist seriously, but wants to do it, you know, with great spiritual consciousness as well. And, you know, I remember back when I was a teenager, I wasn't really conscious of the what's and the whys of this, but I remember telling my friends I wanted to be the kind of person who, if somebody sat down on a park bench next to me and we chatted for 15 minutes and they got up and left, they'd feel like, wow, he's one of us. He's like me. And I think that that's something that's been really important to me in building the program. I think that I really wanted to bring people together who wouldn't be together otherwise, but through the process of what we do, come to feel that sense of family that you described. Because after all, you know, many of us, you know, don't know the neighbors on our streets, don't have a real reason to feel community with many of the people around us. So to actually get a chance to feel that sense of community that's chosen, you know, as opposed to thrust upon us, can be really powerful.
Yeah, I think you've been very successful in bringing that kind of group together.
Oh, good. Well, I look forward to continuing to do it and also probably starting next summer doing some cross-year reunions so people from the different years will get a chance to meet and greet and connect with each other. So, well, let's leave it there, Peter. I want to thank you so much. It's been great talking to you, and also it's just been a real treat having you in the program this year.
Oh, thank you, Raphael.